The Democratic Alliance will be laying criminal charges against Minister Mkhize for the damning allegations and revelations which keep coming up about his involvement in the awarding of an irregular contract to Digital Vibes, a company that is run and owned by very close associates of his. This company bagged a total of 150 million rand contract. It was flagged as the Auditor General to have been irregular. And now new reports have emerged that, in fact, there is a signature by the minister on this contract, something which is in a clear violation of the PFMA. Ultimately, it is only the accounting officer, which is the DG in this case, who can only sign off on contracts, because ultimately politicians should be kept away from all procurement processes of the department. But it seems as though this did not happen in this case. And so as the DA will be laying criminal charges against Minister Mkhize for specifically the contravention of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act, which really puts in the prohibition of such actions by the minister. We will also be laying criminal charges against the Director General, Dr. Sandile Buthelezi, for his gross negligence in accordance to the PFMA sections, which state that the executive authority must have proper oversight on the finances of the department. The DA has long called for the president to break his silence on this matter and take action against Minister Mkhize. He can't simply be entrusted with leading the national response on COVID-19 while there are these damning allegations leveled against him. The president must now instruct the minister to step down pending the full investigation of the SIU investigation. The minister can't continue being both the player and the referee in an investigation that concerns him. And in addition to the SIU investigation, we will be laying criminal charges in this regard.